From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We are gratified by the jury's verdict today. The jury worked very long and hard and deliberated at some length over the charges and returned a verdict of guilty on four of the counts.
We believe, as we said at the time of his indictment, that he is totally innocent. Totally innocent.
It was said a number of times, where's Roe? Where are these other guys? That we're not saying that we didn't think Mr. Libby was guilty of the things we found guilty of, but that it seemed like he was, to put it Mr. Wells' point, but he was the fall guy.
After all they've been through, these injured soldiers should not feel that they have to fight for what we as a nation have a moral obligation to provide.
Senior Army leaders were defensive in the face of these revelations at Walter Reed and were quick to lay blame for these failures on non-commissioned officers. Frankly, I find that appalling.
What about the ones that don't have a wife, a mother, or father can stand up for? If you're good enough to go, you're good enough to be taken care of when you leave here. We need to take care of those that took care of us.
It is clear mistakes were made, and I was in charge. We can't fail one of these soldiers or their families, not one, and we did.
I believed that the FBI was acting responsibly and using mass security letters. I've come to learn that I was wrong.
It is simply unacceptable to have these serious misuses of the authority that we found, and we believe that the FBI needs to address them.
It has become more and more this idea that somehow all you have to say is, well, we're out to get terrorists, as though anybody here supports terrorists. And we can bend the law, we can do anything we want.
I don't think America gets enough credit for trying to help improve people's lives. And so my trip is to explain as clearly as I can that our nation is generous and compassionate.